Hello, hey everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I am Maria.
I hope that you all grabbed a drink and a snack, because if you watched last week's episode, we have a snack.
We have brownies, and I have milk. And I think I also have milk.
I also have milk.
I chose this one. It's so festive. And Merry Bright!
I chose this one because it's just a cute little mug.
Yeah.
This is the only other mug I had.
And we're on our big bag activities.
Yeah, we're on our big bag.
We got three pieces of brownies, and show them.
Mm-hmm. Three more in here with a bunch of crumbs. There's one really small one in here, so I'll just like one of us could take the small one and one of the other ones, and we just, you know what
we'll
I mean?
We'll figure it out. But yeah.
But I want those crumbs. That's what I want.
Yeah. And we got a little big too.
Yeah, we got a little big. I hope y'all are ready for an ooky, a spooky, and a megalomookie episode.
Some good conspiracies in store for us.
I do. I have about seven for us to talk about. And Maria has another episode of, what was the show called?
Mujeres Asesinas.
That we're going to talk
this
about.
This one was, like, pretty disturbing. Because, like, okay, like, the show already, like, in general can be, like, disturbing. Because, like, like, yeah, it's, like, the most dramatized version of, like, what happened. But it's, like, still something, like, that actually happened, apparently. Like, some of the stories. And, like, I'm going to say this again. The actresses are so good. They're, like, so good. Like, they look so cut. Like, they're serving, bitch. The video, like, the intro music video is so good. They're, like, serving. I gotta show you them. Because, like, I always tell you, they're, like, always, like, serving. But they're so good. So that's why I find it so fun when I'm picking which I'm gonna watch. Because, like, I watch them on YouTube. So, like, have, like, the little photo. And I'm, like, which am I gonna watch? And just the older faces, they're just
giving. Who looks the most cut?
Literally, I'm, like, which one? Like, oh, like, I wanna know what she did. It's, like,
oh, I already saw. Oh. I already see.
Let me see. There we go.
Oh, bitch. I already see some of these thumbnails. Some of these are...
Is it, like, all the way up? There we go. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. It's not going up. There you go. Did it go up at all? Anyways. But look.
They're kind.
I'm giving. There's this one blonde one I'm going to watch next. Oh, she's good. She's in another novela called Teresa. It's so good. But, like, look at her.
I know.
The hair. The makeup, the face. Oh, that's the one we're talking about today. It's disturbing. Oh. Like, I wasn't expecting that when I chose her. Well, it was, like, pretty disturbing and, like, pretty icky. And I was like, oh,
I'm so excited.
Well, come on, girl. Let's give it a good little spoon. Okay,
before I do.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I am feeling very incredibly proud of where we're going so far.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we've been growing a lot these past few weeks and few days. And so I've been really like thinking about it and like getting excited and all that.
Yeah, guys, if you don't know, we've been going up our little family.
Yeah, our
has
little,
been growing, guys.
Our crew.
Hi to our new crew members. Because we have a good like 200 that were added like to the like last month.
I want to say hello. Guys. I'm really grateful that everyone has been joining us and enjoying our content and getting to know us, except for the hate comments on some of the TikToks that we post on YouTube.
No,
but I think it's so funny.
Y'all just need to get more creative. Because there's the one that says like, cringe and then had the finger point down. It was funny the first time, but the second I was like, oh,
and then
something else. Always calling me using gay. Like, really? You never knew. They told you everything about you.
There was this one where someone left a hate comment, and so I responded, like, ding. Someone left a comment about me being a homo. And so I replied back, and I was like, ding, 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 here's a sticker, and I gave like a little star emoji. And someone replied back, there's children on YouTube.
Yeah, but this is like, they're also acting like you like said something bad to them. And even if like it was a child, it's like you're like giving some education, like it really doesn't fucking matter.
And so I replied back to her and went, it's a dance video.
Yeah.
Because like it literally was.
Because it was literally a dance video.
I know.
And she
this made me giggle really hard. And she replied back, a gay one. And I thought that was really funny.
And she'd be like, yeah, happy pride.
You
should comment. Usually be like, yeah, happy pride
mom. I thought that was so fun. Yeah, a gay one. And I was like, wow.
But yeah, y'all just need some new hate comments if you're gonna hit on us. Because I like it, it's funny.
If it's a creative one,
I'm like, oh my god.
That's
why I remember a few months ago when we first started getting some comments, we were like, oh, we're gonna make this a segment. And then we like haven't gotten any since. I mean, I guess it means we're like really great.
I know.
But it's like.
But like, hate on it.
Just like a little.
Oh my god, you know what we should do when we like start getting comments regularly? We should like ask for a segment where they roast us.
Oh, yes.
But you can't bring up weight.
Oh my god. Guys, we'll actually like cry.
I'll literally.
Relax. I'm like, we're gonna stop doing this. The moment one goes out, I'm like, we're not doing this.
film that.
Well, I guess we're picking them, so it's like...
We pick them for each other.
Okay. Sorry, I literally spit. Say it, don't spray it. I look at saying, oh my god, the other day this guy walked into work. What did he have on? Fuck, I don't even remember what he had on. Okay. It was a shirt, but like it had like a really good ass saying. Fuck, I don't want to really think about it so long. I don't remember the saying, but it was so good. We can keep going. If I remember, I'll tell you.
Since this is a spooky episode, something spooky did happen to me this week.
What happened? I love a good scary story.
I know. It freaked me out. What?
Did that happen here?
It did happen here.
Oh my god. It's Among Us. Do you remember the game?
Sus.
Is it Scion? It's always Scion. It's always Scion.
Or Red, bitch.
Yes. So I heard fighting for my life in there. It's because we're like, I really wasn't mean. I'm like yelling at my phone. I'm like, it's not
no.
me. I'm like, it's literally not me. I'm like, guys, stop. No.
Or, you know what's even crazier?
What?
When you're the imposter first and you haven't done anything yet, and then they start calling you, like, it's you, and I'm like, no.
And then you haven't even done anything.
Yeah, I know. It's just like when I haven't even killed someone, someone calls a meeting just to accuse me. I'm like,
come the fuck on, like, it's me, but, like, shut the fuck up. I didn't up. Even get like, let me at least kill. Let me have some fun.
One time I had the other imposter. Because I would play, like, where, like, there'd be two imposters and the rest, and I had the other imposter be like, I think it's, I would always play as Pink, obviously. Yeah. Like, I think it's Pink. And I'd be like, what?
Are you the few times, like, when they turn on you.
I know, I'm literally
like, and it's like, we're, like, on the same fucking team.
We're literally the same.
But well, it's like, they just want to be, like, the only one.
I will say, when everyone would start accusing them, I'd be like, yeah, you're a little suspicious. Anyway.
That's more Trisand, though.
Yeah.
Like, we're over there. I'm like, I'm obviously over there. It's like, for all, you know, whoever can.
They saw
but
you.
But I was going to say, do you know, when you would vent, and then, like, where you bent, you didn't notice there was some there, and you're like, oh. And then they go running for the fucking button, and again, and then when they finally push the fucking button, you're just, like, arguing. Like, it wasn't me. No, it was them. I remember I would try to type so fast. I'd be like, I saw them bent. I saw red vent. And then they'd be like, no, I saw black vent. Oh, I was always black. Or the, wasn't there, like, a beige one?
You were what?
The black one. But, or the dark blue.
I was always pink. And if I wasn't pink, I was going to be cyan.
I mean, yeah, I've been, but yeah, I was always trying
to. But Cyan always got accused.
It did, so but it's fun being Cyan.
I know.
That's why it's also kind of fun. But it's like crazy. I'd be like, I saw that. So no, it's damn well that it was the other way around.
And then when it would come out and like it'd be the version where like you would see like if it was the imposter that got vented out and it'd be like, Black was not the imposter. And I'd be like,
yeah, they're like, we'll vote this one out first. And you're like, ooh.
And then they immediately call Mercy me. And you're like,
and then when, like, no one fucking moves away from there, dude. They all just stay there. Like, we're not moving.
You know what's even funnier? When you're the only one that tries to leave and everyone else is just staying there.
Yeah, oh my god, it's so awkward. It's like, come on, guys, let's go.
Please. And then they're, dark blue.
Can
you have anything to say? You're fighting for your life again. It wasn't me. I swear. Anyway.
And then you're, oh my god, especially when you're the ghost. Y'all are all dead talking to each other. They're like, who killed you?
And then you figure out who it is and then you just watch them argue about who it is. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay. Your scary experience.
My scary story. Okay. So lately this really weird thing has been happening where like I'll half wake up and I'll come up with things in my head that I think are real. Mm-hmm. And usually it doesn't freak me out that much. But the other night, it really freaked me out. Where I had awoken and I was, I guess I was still like, literally third of the way asleep. I remember, like, I was like, yelling. Because I thought I was on the phone. I always think I'm on the phone with Anna. So I was like, yelling and like, talking to her. And like, I just kept going, Anna! Anna! And I remember like, I heard it from across the room. Like, in my perspective, I was laying down asleep. But, like, my eyes were closed. But I was literally hearing my own voice in my room. Like, shouting. And I was, like... And then when I started to come out of it, I was, like, what the fuck just happened? And it really freaked me out that... And I bet I did not go back to sleep once I woke up.
No, but that sounds freaky.
But I really just, like, thought I was hearing... Like, I freaked me out
that... You had sleep paralysis? Because that... Something like that happened to me also, but I had sleep paralysis.
You know... I can never, like, I feel like I'm a very big mover when I sleep, I've come to realize. And so, like, I still, like, roll over, but you know what? I never thought about, like, trying to get up when that's happening. Because I just haven't, like, thought about it.
It's happened to me a few times, like, honestly, like, 3 times in my life, I think.
Yeah.
But, I was gonna say, the recent one, the one that, like, I had, that's, like, similar to what you just said, is, it was in my room, obviously, and I'm sleeping, and I remember I was faced towards, like, so where, like, if I were to open my eyes... Like, I'd see my door, and I'd see who was, like, right there. But I was facing towards there, and I'm sleeping. And then I, like, wake up. Like, so, like, you're half awake, but, like, you're, like, but, like, you're still, like, conscious and all that. And I remember I was, like, oh, I'm gonna, like, open my eyes and, like, move. And I'm, like, oh, I can't move. And I'll say that, so I'm, like, okay, I knew what it was. Because, like, at this point, like, it was the third time I had it. And so I had a thing I loved watching videos of, like, people talking about sleep paralysis.
That freaks me out.
Like, Corpse Husband or, like, Mr. Busta. Oh, Lazy Masquerade. He's one I really liked. But, like, sometimes they would, like, do videios like that. They don't, like, go tell scary stories in general, but, like, sometimes they do sleep paralysis ones. So, point is, like, I already, like, heard about it. But anyways, so, like, I knew it was happening, and I was like, okay, no big deal. Like, but, like, I did, like, there's always like, those times where, like I kind of want to freak out in the beginning. But I'm like, no, calm down. Like, calm down. Like, we've had this before. Like,
I would freak out.
I think also, because, like, I hadn't had, like, any, like, scary experience, really. Like, that was the only experience when, like, I was trying to moon on that. I remember, like, hearing, like, my mom, like, saying something to me. I don't remember now, but, like, I remember the time I can remember, but she was, like, saying something to me, and I was, like, I can't move. Like, I remember, like, I was wanting to tell, like, I can't move. Like, I'm okay. But then, like, I remember when I finally could move, and I could, like, you know, wake up and, like, see who it was, she wasn't there.
Oh!
Yeah, and then I remember I went to her, and she's like, fast asleep. And I'm like, okay.
No, you see, what's even, what, when it happened the first time,
like... But it felt so real. Just
wanted to make it literally, that. It literally feels so,
like,
real.
Because, like, at some point, obviously, like, I was, like, I was fully awake. It was, like, just, like, first half, and I'm like, I guess you kind of feel, like, half awake, half asleep, when I'm like, what the fuck?
It's been happening so much lately.
Yeah.
It's really been freaking me out.
Well, that is but scary.
The first time it happened, I was hearing Anna talk to me. Like, I was literally, like, on the phone with Anna, is what I thought I was happening. I told it on here. I was on the phone with Anna. Well, at least I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, answering back. But I was still, like, just imagining a whole conversation that wasn't there. So, but hearing myself from across the room, I was like, bitch, what?
Did you realize right away?
No.
That it wasn't real?
Okay. No. I thought I was actually...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I'm trying to talk to Anna.
So how did you find out? Did you, like, ask her?
And then I was like, no, I was laying there and I was like, that doesn't sound like I'm talking right now. Because, like, I was literally, like, in bed, like, with my eyes closed. And I was like, what is going on? What? And then when I started to realize more, I, like, started to go away. But I was still freaking out.
No, it's definitely weird. I would definitely still be thinking about it.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it's freaky. I wonder why it's been happening to you a lot.
I hate when it happens.
Are you, like... been sleeping really late, like, not been getting much sleep?
Do
you go restless? Stress? I don't know.
You know, I've actually been going to sleep early. But,
I don't know then.
Wait, I have one more non-scary thing to talk about.
That wasn't scary?
Oh, well, I forgot to talk about it before.
Oh, what?
Do you know who the nursery nurse is?
No, I don't think so.
She's a TikToker. And she makes, like, you know, do you know who Bistro Huddy is? I know you know who Bistro Huddy is.
I was literally about to say no. Who is that?
The one who makes the restaurant videos. I heard you watching one in the
bathroom. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I love him. He's such a good actor. I love his skits.
The nursery nurse does that, but from, like, the point of view of a nursery. Mm-hmm. And so, like, she plays all the characters, you know. Mm-hmm. And she's been, like, the past few months doing storylines instead of just doing the skits, too. So she has, like, a whole, like, girl... It's a whole thing. And I need you to know, I kept up with it. Mm-hmm. I was in love with that. Like, I love to watch her videos. Like, I literally...
Binge,
literally. I stopped watching them right when I moved into this house because, like, just so much was happening. Mm-hmm. But then a few weeks ago, I started to get back into it. Bitch, I'm still not caught up from where I was. That's how much this bitch is posting. And she's, like, on top of it. And all of her videos get...
I fell in.
All those videos get, like... Anyway, it doesn't matter. People were, like...
It's a dance.
You're right. Her videos, they literally get, like,
like, tons of views.
Millions. Like, millions.
I mean, it sounds like it's a whole thing. It's, yeah, I bet. No,
I love it. But people were, like starting to dog on her about the storylines. And they were, like, literally, like, the search and all her videos, like, the nursing nurse is getting weird. And, like, okay, she is coming up with, like, love storylines. Uh-huh. And it's like, and bitch, the chemistry she has with herself, I'm over here like, ooh.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, bitch, literally, she did a photo shoot. I'll show you when,
You gotta show me this little lady.
I'll show you when we take a break, because it's almost time. Mm-hmm. But, I love her so much. And, but all the hate, she went and she took down all of her storyline videos.
You won't even be able to show me?
Hold on.
Oh my god, I actually got scared. My heart dropped.
I was devastated. Okay, well, she was still doing, like, the skits, but that just weren't a part of the story. She was still posting those, but she just wasn't, like, posting the storyline anymore, which I was not being kept up to date. I was devastated.
Yeah.
But then, it gets... Girl, she came back with a video.
Better than ever?
But she came back with a video where she was talking to the audience, but and not as her, as the characters, right? Mm-hmm. Bitch... She clapped back, and she was like, I really let it get to me.
Yeah.
But...
I'm glad you came back. She's like, I'm a bad bitch, and I don't give a fuck. Y'all hating because I'm amazing.
She was like, I came back. She was like, I really let all the hate get to me. Uh-huh. But now, like, I realized that, like... Because, like, bitch, when she deleted the storylines, news spread fast.
Yeah.
News spread fast, and, like, the comments in her videos were also devastated.
Yeah.
So... She comes back with this video, and she was like, I just let it all get to me, and I should have never let it get to me. Mm-hmm. She didn't, like, delete them. She just privated them. Mm. All the storylines got posted again.
Oh my god, thank god.
I know. All the storylines got posted again, and she was like, the only thing I'm going to change different is, at the top of the video, she's going to put, like, if it's a skit or part of the storyline. But she came back, and I have... Bitch, I was literally... Like, this week wasn't great. Like, mostly because of that. I was like, no, oh my god. Oh. I was like, she took him down, and I wasn't even up to date yet. But she...
Well, don't fear, girl, not again.
But now she posted them back, and she's doing better than ever. Mm-hmm. She looks great.
I can't wait to see her. No, let's go on the break, girl.
Are you ready to go on the break? Yeah. Are you ready to go a little more? Because I'm ready to go a little more. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break. I'm going to finish up my brownie while we're on our break. And we will be right back. Hello, girls. Hey, we are back. We are ready to get ooky. We're ready to get spooky. Mm-hmm. And we're ready to get a little kooky.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I have... Okay,
He has a lot, y'all. Like, he showed me these notes. Let's just look at these long.
Okay, but okay, I did them in, like... Like I have some lighthearted ones that, like, aren't scary. I have, like, some that are kind
of
scary.
It's just, like, a mixture of both.
So that's what I was
going to do.
Okay.
Well, some of them lighthearted. Or let's hit them with a big one.
Should we?
Ooh, can I hit them with a big one? Like, I would love to be gagged right away. I would love to be, like, okay.
I'm going
to
start with a lighthearted one.
Okay.
Okay, just because this one... Okay, well, okay, you know, I'm going to start with a mid one.
Wait, give me the brownies. You got to have a treat while you chat.
I'm going to start with, like, a mid one.
Thank you.
Okay, so... There's a theory out there that, you know, the movie Frozen, Miss Anna and Miss Elsa? There's a theory that the only reason that that movie was created is so that when people were searching for Disney Frozen, the whole theory about Walt Disney's head being frozen wouldn't come back. Or Walt Disney's body being frozen.
I've heard of that. Do you think it's real? I always hear about, like, how they have, like, tunnels and shit. Oh. And, like, how some, like, there's, like, spooky shit that's going down there. But, like, I'm like, I don't know about, like, head being there. But I don't know the whole thing. Honestly, the whole conspiracy theory about it. Like, honestly, why they think it's
see, I don't see, I don't know. I don't know the theory either. I know, you know what I know though?
What?
I know Shane Dawson posted about that theory in one of his conspiracy theory videos. Did you eat those up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to eat those up, bitch.
I love all this conspiracy stuff. See, I'm not gonna lie, even in documentary stuff.
I started to lose interest after the
Logan one.
I could not even bring myself. I think
the Logan one was like.
I couldn't even bring myself to watch that one.
No, I watched some of it, because I was like, let me see.
I think I lost interest around the Tana one, and then when he did the Eugenia Cooney one, I was like, okay, now I know I really can't watch this, because I watched some of it, and the way that he was, like, being about her, I was like, literally don't piss me off. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't know if I believe that one. I just want to say, I'm not saying these are real. I'm not saying these are... They're theories.
They're conspiracy theories, y'all. Come on. It's a name. It's a theory. None of this being said is true, so don't come after us. Are you talking about any brands?
Well, Disney.
Disney, don't fucking come after us.
We get served at work. I'd be like...
Excuse me?
But people talk about Disney all the time. But these are theories. I'm not saying I believe or disbelieve them. It's not...
This is for fun.
This is just for fun. But also, I didn't talk about this, but, like, people who say the moon landing's fake is, like, that's a little crazy. Like, and flat earthers, like, that's also, like, really crazy.
Yes.
Show me the edge of the earth, and then maybe I'll believe you. Where is it? You'll never find that.
Take me and I'll believe you.
Literally, take me and I'll believe you. Wait, this one I want your perspective on. Yeah, some of these are going to go by quick. Some of them are not going to be as quick, you know. Mm-hmm. The lighthearted ones are mostly going to be quick because there wasn't, like, a lot of, like, lighthearted conspiracy theories that I could find. By the way. Like,
who wants a lighthearted one? I want a good... Oogie, juicy one.
I want your opinion on this because it's about women and woman. Literally woman. There's this theory that, you know how women's genes... Hold on. Why am I talking like that? You know how women's genes...
You're just making that spooky voice. You know how they always do that?
I'm a...
Hey, guys.
Do y'all like my spooky... That sounded horrid.
You sound like that Manson guy.
Stop. Anyway... There's a theory that, you know how women's jeans always, like, their pockets are, like, literally this small, or sometimes they're even sewn shut.
Literally are shut sometimes.
No, literally, I know. I used to have a pair of jeans that was like that.
Yeah, and it's like, why don't I have pockets? Like, why are you just giving me the picture of the pocket? Give me the pocket.
There's a theory that the reason that they're so small is to make the sales of purses larger.
That makes sense.
That does make sense.
Because, you know, women do use purses a lot. Like,
I know. You use purses.
I do. So it's like, it makes sense why they would do that. Because, you know, men's pockets are known to be very wide, very big. And you can fit, like, I remember seeing videos of people showing how much you can fit in their pockets. And it's so much. And it's like, compared to a woman's pocket.
I wear skinny, like, men's
pockets. That's why there's girl hands. That's why there's girl hands. I was going to say... That makes sense for the purse, because, like, we're always carrying a purse. Like, a woman's more likely to carry a purse.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're going to see someone carrying a purse.
I have purse. But I wear, like, men's skinny jeans, and even then...
Well, those short there, too.
No, even then, I can still fit a lot of stuff in my pocket.
Oh, see?
And they're like, skinny jeans. I mean, I've seen some of the videos, and, like, I can't fit that much in there. But, like, I can fit a good...
You can fit a good amount. It's like, you can barely fit, like, a lot
in one pocket, I could probably fit both my phones and my keys.
See, that's in one pocket. So much space.
I know.
And so much.
When I wore my women's jeans, I would, like, put my phone in my front pocket, and it would be, like... this far out of my pocket, and I'd be like, literally, like, what is this for?
Yeah.
Coins? Like, don't make me literally mad right coins. Now. Like, it literally pisses me off. Like, it's one of the main reasons why I don't wear women's jeans anymore.
Yeah.
I have so many things.
I thought you were just saying you were, like, in your manly era, so I thought
that I'm fine. Also feeling. I'm like, I mean, I told you.
Girl, you are literally giving Popeye the Sailor Man.
But I'm also, like, I'm feeling my man. I will say, there's a few of our TikToks where I'm in my skinny jeans, and I'm like,
yes, really, so this is one TikTok where it was after, like, work. We had, like, had a meeting. Park. Uh-huh. And you were wearing those jeans. Every time I look at that video, I'm like, he looks fucking good. I know. Those legs, girl.
I know. Literally, that's, like, one of my favorite TikToks. I was like, wow.
You look great.
I know. It was good.
Yes.
But I just think, no, I feel like I can't believe that one.
No, yeah, it's definitely believable. Mm-hmm. Also, it makes sense. I mean, considering, like, obviously people want you to buy shit, yeah.
This is the last lighthearted one. I figured we'd get him out of the way. Yeah. Get him out of the way. Now, there's a theory. A game theory.
A game theory.
Did you know he stopped doing that?
What?
He stopped doing that.
Who are we talking about?
The guy who does the game theory videos.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, never mind then.
Who's game theory?
It was like, he did these videos. He did game theories, movie theories. He did all these videos.
It was on
videos.
TV?
No.
No, never mind. I think it was something called, like, Mind Games or something like that.
That was a good show.
Something like that. I think it was called The Game Theory, similar to that.
And I'm pretty sure it was Mind Games.
Yeah, Mind Games!
You literally said that.
I just said that. No, me actually remind something that I said.
You said Mind Games? No.
I just second guess myself, I guess. I don't really remember saying that. Well, Mind Games, I love that show, but what are you talking about?
It was a YouTuber who was, like, so popular. He made, like, game theory videos, like, theory, like, talking about conspiracy theories about games and movie theories, and it was really interesting. He did it for, like, 10, 12 years.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It was so popular.
Oh my gosh. You keep yapping while I check.
Anyway, so you know celebrities.
Of course,
everyone knows celebrities.
That.
there's a theory that when Celebi...
You said Mind Games?
There's a... is that the name of the show?
No, that you said.
You said it first, and I was like, yeah, I think it's Mind Games. And I said, I think it
is. Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I thought you were telling me the name of what you're talking about.
No, what I'm talking about is... I thought you were talking about the name of the show. No, rewind the tape. I'm not playing around.
I mean, like, right now, though, to look up.
What? Game theory.
Okay, game theory.
Roll the tape. I'm not playing around.
I'm not playing around. We gotta see it, because, like... I don't know if I should be I thought you said Mind Games. I remember saying it this time. I want to make that clear. I just... Oh my god.
If you say you know him, I'm going to scream.
I feel like I've seen like a really, really old one.
Oh yeah, for sure, Rihanna.
Yeah, but like... Yeah, I think I have.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. I just want to see.
Okay, so... Everyone knows celebrities. You know celebrities.
Yes.
There's a theory that I literally know Ariana.
You know Ariana? I DM'd her.
I bet you.
Oh my gosh, have you? I did, but she never answered. did you watch The Boys in Mind music video?
Nope.
It is so fucking good. Should we do a little review?
We can't play it. We can't play it.
Oh yeah, copyright. Lame. Literally. It was so fucking good. She looks so good.
I saw
there's one part where she. Has a whip, so good. And then the guy she picked, I forgot his name again. Penn something. Mm-hmm. I love him. He's such a good actor.
I saw the trailer that you were talking about with when the cat, when she opened the door, she had the cat ears on. It was really
good.
It kinda,
looks so good.
It looked really good.
Amazing.
You know, I was literally going to watch it. I was going to watch it last night because I saw it.
I watched it last night.
I saw the trailer and I was like,
well, last night's when it came out.
I'm tired. Yeah, she posted the trailer.
It came yesterday. It came out yesterday, but like in a day.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, my theory.
Yeah, sorry.
Celebrities are using fake names for their babies to keep their identity, like, protected. Like, and this kind of makes sense. Like, because some of these celebrity names are great baby names.
Yeah.
Like,
Kardashians are, like, one of the known ones. Like,
Elon Musk's C-3PO baby, yeah. Or whatever the fuck it was. And then this one literally gagged me. There's an actress. Her name is Shannon Sossaman. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about
y'all
her.
Y'all have a face to that name.
But you want to know what she named her baby, allegedly?
What?
Audio Princess.
Really? Audio Princess?
Audio Princess. Like, that literally makes me, like, want to believe this theory, because that is a crazy
that's insane,
name.
Yeah.
Also, there's videos of Elon Musk, like, they'll say his kid's name, or, like, they'll say his name, and Elon's like, what are you talking about? Mm. And he's like, oh, wait, that's supposed to be my child. Because, mm-hmm. Lily, why'd you name your baby C-3PO? R2-D2.
Yeah.
1-2-3-4-X-Y-Z. Like, don't piss me off.
Yeah. No, that is crazy.
Like, I know Grimes is, like, out there, but, like, let's be for real.
No, yeah.
Like, let's literally be for real.
Although I kind of find it believable that they would do that. Like, really? You don't think they would do that? Like, if someone were to do some shit like that, it would be them.
It would be Grimes.
Grimes any longer. Yeah. Yes. Like, I'm not surprised.
I still can't believe that, like those worlds are so...
So different, but, like, you know, I've also seen videos of, like, how they're so, like, because, like, they both come from money.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
We're out here working hard.
Yes.
We're trying to make our business.
We're in those humble beginnings.
Wait, no, we're literally, hopefully we're getting out.
We'll stay humble. Yeah. We'll stay humble once we got a lot more. Thanks to you guys.
We're hopefully coming out of our humble
beginnings.
We're hopefully coming out of our humble beginnings, but, because I'm just so tired of being poor.
Yeah, I'm humble, but I don't want to be humble.
I know.
Don't humble me more. You get what I mean.
Anyway, are you ready to get scared?
Yeah.
Everybody gets scared. Those are some puss.
We're just chatting.
Yeah, those are some puss.
Oh my gosh, did you see Grimes' Coachella performance? Mm-mm. It was apparently, it didn't go how it was supposed to go.
Oh!
Yeah. At least for the first week. I think this, I don't know about the second week. Anyway, let's keep going.
Okay. I'm going to show this one about Uncanny Valley, because it really freaked me out last night.
Yes, Uncanny Valley stuff can be pretty scary. Like, some of them don't scare me that I've seen, but some of them are, it's pretty scary. So, like, no, I know. Ooh.
Okay, so Uncanny Valley. If you're not sure what it is, it's the fear of something that looks human, but, like, isn't.
Yeah,
human.
Like a puppet. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember Slappy, you know, from Goosebumps?
Uh-huh,
It scared the fuck out of me, but I loved watching it.
I love Slappy.
But, like, that's how I am, like, with the ventriloquist stuff.
I love dolls.
It's kind of scary, but it's like, ooh.
I used to have one.
Yeah?
A ventriloquist doll. I loved it.
I was so scared for it to come. I was just scared my Barbie's coming alive and getting me, girl. Yes. I was that bitch. But I would also feel like be mean to them on purpose sometimes.
Your Barbie?
Yes, no. And then at night, I would be terrified. I'd be like, because I'd also, like, watch Chucky. I'd be like, it's going to cover me. Like, oh my God. I'm like, little apologize to them. Like, I would point. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I lock him in the closet. I would lock him in the closet. And I was clutching my pearls at night. I was like, please don't let it break out. And I was like, imagine like a devious Barbie
put
coming
a chair
out.
Under the door.
Yes, girl. I was terrified. I'm pretty sure I actually did that, actually. But I was terrified, but I would be so mean to them. On purpose.
Just to see if you would hear like the scratching on the closet door.
I love a good scare. Bitch, I was petrified.
You have the blanket over your head.
Literally. Yes! That's how I was. Like, I would be so scared at night.
You know, one time I got caught jacking off, and I didn't see who opened the door. And I still remember, this is like one of the like really big times I actually prayed to something that's up there. And I said, God, please. Just like, don't. I just, for some reason, I didn't want to be my actual sister. Mm. I was fine with my stepsister, but I was like, dear God, please. Don't let that be Claire, that song. Yeah. That's so embarrassing. I was like, I'm so humiliated right now, but I'll make it even more humiliating.
Yeah. It was like actually like blood-related.
That was literally like one of the times I was like traumatized. I was like, I know, I figured it out because they were laughing at me afterwards.
Oh really? But who was it?
That was my stepsisters.
Okay.
That was one of the times where I was like, God, if you're real, please. And then when it was my stepsisters, I was like,
God. You're real.
I was like, God.
You're like, maybe I'll go to church.
I was like, maybe we're kind of like this. Anyway, we're supposed to be scared.
And we're just laughing.
Okay. Apparently, there's a theory that the reason that Uncanny Valley exists is because at some point in our evolution, we had something to be scared of that was trying to pass as human.
And, oh, like skinnies?
And this also makes sense because if you think about it, there used to be so many different species of humans, right? So imagine you're one species of human, and you, like, find a little cave to sleep in, you're setting up your bed, and then walks in a Neanderthal, and you're like...
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, since, like, you know how, like, say how, like, evolution?
Mm-hmm.
We were, like, we once came from primates, maybe that's, like, where it kind of came from.
No, literally. So, literally, like, if I saw another species of human walk... Like, if I saw a Neanderthal walking right now, my first thing would be scared and scream.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's... It makes sense. But there's another theory that comes with Uncanny Valley.
What?
And there's a theory that it's because...
Also, it's like the deadpan look, usually.
That's...
It's just like, it looks like something crazy is going on there.
There's another theory that it's because like when we see it, it looks like a dead person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just us getting uneasy about like looking at like a dead person
being... A dead person being living.
I think, see, the one that freaked me out was the one about being uneasy about something that was trying to pass as human. That really freaked me out last night.
No, yeah, that is scary.
Oh, bitch, I was in my bed last night. What
am I doing right now at night?
What? No, literally, I was literally like, why did I take this for tonight? I was like, really? Me in my bed at like 9:30 p.m. like, oh my God, please.
Dear God.
Anyway, there's another theory.
What is it?
I have another theory for you. This what one's called the Dark Forest Theory.
Oh God.
So, in the wild... In a dark forest, if you will,
mm-hmm.
animals are really quiet.
Yeah.
They hardly make sound because they attach predators. So, the theory goes that the reason that space is... Are you having a hard time, girl?
Bitch, you're fucking close. Keep going!
The reason that space is so quiet and we haven't heard anything from, like, other life forms, but then we're out here broadcasting our location at volumes.
Mm-hmm.
So the theory is that there's a reason that they're all quiet. Like, mm-hmm. everything is so quiet around us, then we're just being fucking loud.
Mm-hmm.
Does that scare you?
What? I mean, nothing. I just, like, I was just listening. It didn't really scare me, to be honest, no.
Really?
No.
Like, why is it...
I was waiting for you to answer, and I was like, uh-huh. And then I thought you were ending, I was like, oh, yeah.
Why is it so scary? Like, why is there so, like... Why is it so quiet?
I mean...
What could be out?
I would say, like...
What could be out?
Usually, there? You do hear sounds. There have been a few times where, like, it has been really quiet. Like, I remember, being, like, in the dark, like, getting out of the forest. And sometimes, when it has been quiet, it's kind of, like... what's going on, and it gives them more of that eerie vibe. But I feel like that's, like, anywhere. If you're, like, going down a hallway and it's, like, quiet as fuck, like, you're the only one there, it's kind of eerie. Not to you.
We're talking about space.
Space?
Did you not listen to the thing? Did you not?
I thought you were talking about a fucking forest right now. I'm not gonna lie, I did blank out. That's also why I was like, mm-hmm. But, like, I thought you were talking about a fucking forest the whole time.
It's just called the dark fuck.
I thought I could play it. I was like, yeah, me and him, like, that's why I said, like, skinny. Wait, you're talking about fucking space right now?
Yeah, this is the second theory. It's about the dark forest theory. So, you know, in the wild. See, me explaining it to you was,
maybe,
like...
Maybe I didn't do more than you, girl, because, like, what the fuck? I was so somewhere else from you then.
Dark forest theory. In the wild, you know, animals...
See, now I heard there's animals. Where did you get to space then?
Animals are quiet because they don't want to attract the predators.
Yeah.
So,
hold on, when did you get to space? Like, I just didn't know when you got to space.
The theory is that the reason that space is so quiet and we haven't heard anything is that there's something out there to be quiet about, and we are broadcasting our entire location.
Okay. I just don't know when you got to space. My bad. But, like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Like,
no,
I'm not really scared.
We're moving on. No, that, like, one sucked. No. We're moving on. We're not gonna pay attention through it.
Girl, I swear I did pay attention. Like, I don't, honestly, now that I heard it, I didn't really miss that much. I just got confused. I never really heard you say space. My bad.
We're moving on.
No, let's talk about it now. I actually heard it sign, but, like, I'm just, like, alien sign vibe. Like, that's what you're scared of, and, like, we're, like, broadcasting and that we're there. And that's why it's so quiet.
And, like...
this is so scary. Like, it's just so quiet there.
Like, space is so quiet.
I was just saying it's so quiet because it's space.
Like, space is so quiet, and, like, other life forms aren't, like, talking or, like, not communicating.
Yeah, because they're, like, on a planet.
It's because...
they're somewhere else. They're on a fucking star. I don't know. They're not, like, what, like, driving around in fucking space?
No, like, you know, like, we...
you don't see that? Because you hear them? Well, like, also, I have heard sounds from space. Like, I've remember seeing videos where it says, like, black, like, the sound of a black hole making a sound.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know, but, like, fucking NASA's releasing it, so I don't know. But, like, either way, it's really not scaring me even when I did listen. Because, like, I really didn't even blank out that much like I thought.
I have another one about space.
But I really thought we were talking about the forest for that. I was like, he won't even know that I blanked out.
I have another one about space.
Yeah, keep going. I've listened.
Okay, so the cold death of the universe is a theory, so you know, okay, is the theory that we're going to be talking about. So you know how the universe is constantly expanding, and the speed in which the universe expanded. So
hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
The theory is that the speed in which the universe is expanding could get to a point where gravity can't keep up anymore. The gravity can no longer keep, like, you know, it together. And so matter could stop, become cold, and then die. And everything to eventually till everything everywhere just stops forever. Mm. And that's one of the theories about how, like, everything could end.
Yeah. I listened again, it just didn't scare me.
I searched for these conspiracy theories. For I'm sorry. Hours.
I'm not interested in scare me. Like, it makes sense. And I guess, literally, but it's not really more. Like, but what I mean is like, it's like I'm hearing you, but like I'm not getting you. Like, it's like, really?
You don't think that's scary? Like, one day, like, it's like, and then, and we never know. We never know because
it happens so slowly.
Because the sun, no, with the sun's light, It takes 8 minutes to get to us. So what the universe could die in that 8 minutes. We wouldn't know till the 8 minutes is up and we're just gone.
Like, like disappearing to nothing. You know what? When I was like younger, death like really did scare me a lot. Like, I'm not saying like, it doesn't scare me now. Like, I'm not scared of death. But like, specifically when I was younger. Yeah, that's your brownie girl. Specifically when I was younger, I remember the thought that really would scare me would be, like, not knowing, like, what actually really happens. Because, like, okay, I grew up Catholic, so, like, I was taught, like, oh, like, you'll go to, like, hell or heaven, you know, like, there's a God, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's, like, that type of thing. There's heaven. But anyways, but, like, there, I would also, like, be, like, once I got older, like, eight, around then, you know, like, you're not lost super old, but, like, you're old enough where, like, you're starting to form some thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I remember being, like, I don't know, like, it's kind of scary. Like, what if I don't go there? What if, like, it's, like, kind of, like, a space vibe? I would imagine, like, that, like I go up to space because, you know, it's, like, dark and everything. And I'm just, like, like, I'm there, but not, like, as an actual being. Like, my soul's there type vibe. And it's just, like, quietness, like, black quietness. I was, like, what if it's, like, that? And that used to really scare me. It doesn't really scare me now because I'm, like, eh?
That scares me.
But it's not really scaring me. Like, I don't think that will happen.
Death really freaks me out.
It would be fucking crazy to be nothing, though.
And the
thought... Because that's the network scary, like, being absolutely... Like, I'm telling you, it's not like I'm not, like, an actual being anymore. I'm, like, nothing.
What does that mean? And what does that feel like? And what is that, like, am I going to be conscious for it? I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be conscious for it, but, like, how will I...
I also, like, believe in reincarnation, and, like, even, but, like, when I was younger, reincarnation did freak me out a little bit, because I was, like, what if, like, I die, and I immediately reincarnate, but, like, I don't know. Like, me right now doesn't know that I'm going to reincarnate.
Exactly.
And I just, like, completely forgot my life, and I'm, like, what if I had a life before this? And I don't know it.
Previous lives, past lives.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if I had a past life? And I don't, like, know what the fuck happened in that past life.
I already told you.
Also, like, I would say, like, people are like, talking about, like, their past lives and, like, how, like, sometimes the mom will actually be, like, the daughter of the...
I've heard, but they always come back together in a different life, just in different forms.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, that's so crazy.
I already told you about my past life. And you sent me that stupid giraffe. I sent it to Anna the other day.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That picture of the giraffe. From Madagascar?
Yeah.
That you sent me while I was talking about my past life. About what tragedy I went through.
Oh, I know what we're talking about now. I remember the draft and I remember that. I just want to remember what tragedy we're talking about.
We're going through.
Let them know.
I don't want to let them know. Okay, so I've heard so many times that, like, oh, if you're attracted to a certain event, maybe that's how you died in your past life. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, what if I was... like someone on one of the planes from 9/11, and that's why, like, I'm so attracted to New York.
I mean, that's crazy, though. Like, so many people are like, have like an, like, it's like an interesting thing. Like, I was interested in it a lot when I was younger.
I'm so,
but like, I think that I was on the fucking airplane.
I feel like New York is like the city I'm supposed to be in. Mm-hmm. I'm like obsessed with like learning new things about 9/11. Mm-hmm. I have
maybe just like non-interest.
I have a horrid fear of planes, and I'm always like gonna, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like if you were doing things on a shit like when you were a kid, being like saying all this stuff, and like you remembered all this, and like you still hadn't learned about 9/11, it'd be different. But it's like, no, I think it's just an interest.
I wasn't ready to talk about it. It only happened 2 years ago when I was born. I wasn't ready to talk about it.
Yeah, but you were like talking about your traumas. Like, you weren't like.
I had to wait it out before I knew. I just
okay, go.
Think about it.
That's your theory.
Think about it.
You had a bunch of theories of other people's, and I have your own.
Think about it.
Think about it, y'all. Think about it.
It makes sense. Anyway, I think these are okay. I think these are more scary. Now I fear that they're not going to be as scary, even though the hours are.
Well, are these the scary ones for real?
These are like the ones that I thought were more scary.
Okay. No, maybe it won't be scary because I'm like wearing a navy girl. Sorry.
There was a man that was last seen in the Bulgarian airport. And there is surveillance footage of him completely losing his marbles, running full speed through the airport. And then he's seen running off the premises into the woods, and he was supposedly never seen again, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So some people think that he was on drugs. Mm-hmm. But some people think that he got that he got possessed by a demon. And then was later killed as a sacrifice. And that's why he was never seen again.
I know what you're talking about, but, like, from one of the ones I saw was, like, where they literally think he's, like, running away from someone.
Oh, I'd see. Yeah. I saw that one, too.
And that's what I thought that's where you're gonna go. I'm like, that's what I think. Maybe, like, he was trying to get away from someone. And then maybe he saw them there. Because there's, like, a bunch of people.
I wonder why he was never seen again. Mm-hmm. That's scary.
Like, maybe that was, like, him trying to get away. But you know how some people try to, like, fake their deaths or, like,
start a new life?
Maybe he did that because, you know, some people actually got away with it, like, doing that. Mm-hmm. And it's all that's coming to, like, Elvis. Years later.
Just kidding.
Elvis? Michael Jackson? I know we talked about someone on another podcast episode. When I was younger, I used to be scared of Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Don't make the microphone. I told you, there's this one specific video.
I know.
That scared me. I remember it was on YouTube and it's like, is that Michael Jackson? And then like, they like run away and then they drop the camera and oh my god, this was the scary part. Then it'd be like some guy just like Michael Jackson going up to the fucking camera. It was terrifying. And I think this is when he got like hee hee at the end. That was fucking terrifying to me. It was petrifying. Like, I loved watching those scary, because there was also like a bunch of scary videos about Michael Jackson too.
I know.
There was like a bunch, and I would like watch them. I love getting scared. I love it. You know. Also, speaking of scary shit, okay, do you know that commercial where it's like there's a car driving, and then like I don't know where like a zombie comes out?
I do.
Everyone else, yeah.
Oh, I know. I still remember getting pranked with that.
Yep. I remember. Everyone was always trying to like figure out like where it was like actually set in. Like, I remember some people ended up landing on, like, New Zealand or something like that. Mm-hmm. But actually, it came out recently. It was somewhere in California.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I saw. Recently.
I still remember the first time I saw it. It was this girl and this boy. I literally only met them twice. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember how they were related to me. But apparently they were, somehow. I haven't never seen them since literally this day.
Yeah, that's the only time ever.
Like, since this day, because afterwards we stopped seeing them, but... They showed it to me the first time, and I still remember, I was so mad. I was, like, 6 or 7, and I was like, are you kidding me? Why would you do that to me? I was like, I was so scared. Mm-hmm. I did cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was scary. It was scary watching as a kid.
I was a kid that cried a lot.
Yeah, I was a crier too.
I cried over anything.
Yeah?
Not on my mom, though.
No?
My mom would not have
no,
that.
No, she was the only one I could cry to.
No. Anyway, I only have one more theory.
No, yeah, it's good, because like, then we can take a break so I can review my shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, there's a theory this one's about death, so it freaked me out, too.
No, death can be scary.
There's a theory that the last moments before death, mm-hmm. When your brain is conscious, can feel like a literal eternity. Like, it can feel like, if you're, like, not conscious, but you're still, mm-hmm. like, your brain is still conscious, mm-hmm. it can feel like eternity. And apparently your mind can come up with any different reality that it wants. Why are you laughing?
No, because I have another one. I heard a theory like this, and I thought that's where you're going. I'm not laughing. My bad, damn. I'm just like, oh, don't forget. My bad. Was I laughing?
Give me a smile.
Well, because I was like, oh, don't forget. Sorry, I wasn't trying to interrupt you, though. Go.
Your mind can come up with any reality. It can be blissful mm-hmm. and beautiful, or in a way it can come up with, it can be horrifying and full of pain, is what like it said. So, in a way, people are saying that heaven and hell could exist, but it's just in your mind. And mm-hmm. it's just like before you go into nothingness.
Yeah.
What? Nothingness?
Nothingness.
It's like before you go into nothingness.
Cano.
What?
The book. Nothingness. You really sounded like Cano. Sorry, it just sounded like to me. Sorry, I thought you meant. But was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say what I want to bring up. Well, let's maybe start off where you ended off right now. I was gonna say I've heard of people where they die for like a minute. You know, have you heard those stories? Where, like they die for like mm-hmm. a minute or two or some shit like that. And then they, like, come back to life and they, like, talk about, like, what happened when they were dead. Mm-hmm. Some people have said that they actually did go to heaven or that they did go to a hell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like,
So that makes sense.
That's why it may, that's probably where the theory comes from. Like, people like that, that have experienced that.
Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
Yeah, or it could be, like, scientifically, like you said. Since, like, they, even though they did die for a moment, maybe, like, I don't know. You know, like, I don't fucking know. I'm gonna explain it some way, but it's not making sense, actually.
So, I imagine
so that. So it's, like, maybe it was, like, the brain just, like, doing its thing.
Just like,
and I was like, why would it do that? It's like, I heard scary. Why would it do that?
I heard this other thing that, like, before you die, the reason people say your life flashes before your eyes is because, like, the brain is trying to find a memory to help you get through dying so it doesn't happen, but it can't find one, so your life is literally just flashing before your eyes.
Experience everything, yeah. Hitting off what you just said, though, here's my other thing, the other theory I've heard about that. I heard a theory where, like, what if, like, when you die, you're just, like, it's like how you're remembering your memory, so you're, like, living your life. Like, you think you're actually living your life right now, yeah. Like, you're dead right now, but you're, like, living your life. But, like you said, since, like, when you die, it's, like, quick. It just feels slow.
But it feels like an eternity.
Yeah, it feels like an eternity. So it's, like, what if right now you're dead as fuck? Or, like, in a coma? I've heard those. Like, what if you're, like, you're in a coma?
So why?
And you're, like, you're coming up with this in your head. Or, like, you're just remembering your old life. What if right now we've been in a 20-year coma, bitch? What if you're not fucking around? What if I made you up? When I was a kid, this actually did scare me. This is another thing that
it still freaks me out.
It was a little crazy to think about, but sometimes, like, I don't know, it scared me much more when I was a kid. Like, right now, thinking of this scared me much more when I was a kid, being like, what if, like, the person, like, my friends aren't real? Like, what if my family isn't real? And I made it up all in my head. Or, like, what if they are real, but, like I said, like, maybe something happened to me? Because, like, people that have been in comas also, like, they, like, have all these memories and shit.
It freaks me out. I don't like it.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I know. No.
I remember seeing this Jimmy Neutron episode and I'm really scared. I was like, what if I'm being controlled by, like, a puppet? What if I'm a puppet? I literally remember we're like, so, like, it comes out like they're, like, being controlled. I forget how. But, like, it shows like they're being controlled like puppets. And I remember being like, am I doing this willingly? Or is it, or am I being controlled right now? Which I vividly remember that. Like
a sim.
Yes, I remember it was scary to me. But, like, it's more scary now. It's kind of, like, crazy. What?
I was gonna say something, but flew right out of my brain.
Flew right out?
When you mentioned Jimmy Neutron, I was, like, so confused. It just went
out of my head. Jimmy Neutron?
I was like,
did you watch Jimmy Neutron?
I did watch Jimmy Neutron, but it wasn't my favorite. The animation kind of freaked me out.
Really? Only that one. What?
Where that blonde bitch looks.
No.
Don't piss me off. So scary.
I remember the little fat one. Dude. And then Jimmy.
Quassel.
Oh, and the one with the glasses.
Quassel. The Sheen. You know Sheen from Jimmy Neutron? Sheen.
Sheen.
He was like, he had the black hair and he wore the blue. Anyway, he got his own.
With the glasses?
No, he was like, anyway, he got his own spinoff and it sucked.
Yeah?
Anyway, I already took a break.
Yeah, because, like, oh, you were, I thought you were going to keep going with your theory.
I told you, I don't remember. I had something in my head that was about death, but then I just, like, don't remember it anymore.
Well, like, what do you think about death? Like, you're asking me how, if I believe in any of these. Well, let me see. Some of the death ones were, like, I want to say I'm, like I said, I don't know if I really do believe in it. Because, like, even now when I'm thinking about, like, well, what happened when I die, it's kind of, like, that's kind of just the way I think of. But I'm not really, like, tripping.
If I'm dead right now.
Like, I'm like, if I die right now, I mean, it would be crazy, like, not to literally be nothing. But it's like, I'm like, I don't know, I feel like there is something. I don't know. I guess my mental health has changed about death. Like, it's just, I feel like there is something, even though I don't know what. I feel like there is, like, there's no way I'm just gonna be nothing.
I was like, what does that mean?
That's what I said. That's what used to scare me. What does it mean to be nothing? Because, like, how would that even feel? Because obviously, like, right now we're something, like, We can see shit. We can obviously see our hands and shit. Like, we see we're a being. And so I'm like, that's what we're scared about, the soul thing. It's like, what if it's just, like, my soul is, like, out there?
Lost.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like I can never see myself. Mm-hmm. It's like a... Like, I'm a ghost. That's what I'm scared of. Like, I'm kind of like a ghost.
You know, like...
Like, in darkness. Like, I can see everything, and everything's just, like, darkness. I'm like,
there's nothing. There's a TikToker I gotta show you. He freaks me out.
What? We gotta watch it.
He goes to cemeteries, and he has these ghost apps, and, they're talking.
Should we do Randonautica? I kept seeing Randonautica videos today.
I saw that, too. Actually,
we should do it, like, around dark time. It's about to get dark. After we film some TikToks, though, because I don't do some work.
But, what was I saying?
Sorry.
Oh.
I keep interrupting you.
He was filming it. And, like, there's some of the things these ghosts would say freak me out. Like, they'd be like, he's behind you. And I'd be like,
yeah.
What? I'd literally be like, and, like, the guy just was like, he's behind me?
I've seen videos like that. But I was going to say, there's this one I've seen. It's like, they're, like, gay. And they're, like, it's, like, the reason I'm mentioning it is because, and they're like, POV. You're, like, a gay something. Or, like, I don't know. Like, they're, like, mentioning that they're, like, in the LGBTQ community. And they're like, people, you're like this. And then they're like, talk. Girl, don't do this every Pride Month. But they're like, did they have like the voice?
Pride Month I know is 4th of July.
What?
That's the only Pride I have. It's for 4th of July.
Independence Day. America.
America.
God bless America.
Guns.
Oh my God.
Sweet home Alabama. Let's convict a felon. Let's elect a felon.
Literally.
The way that I've seen some videos where they're like, if he's gonna be in jail, he's gonna be in jail. But he's still my president. And
I'm That's like, crazy. I know. It's like, you're literally insane.
I just, like, genuinely can't, like, fathom, like, worshipping someone like that.
Yeah.
It's literally like...
Bro, it brought some fucked up people out of the woodworks,
like,
I feel.
Literally, like, the way North Korea is, except, like, they're willingly doing it.
Yeah.
They're, like, willingly being, like...
Well, because, like... He said some hateful ass shit, and I feel like hate can be pretty strong.
Hate, that's what I know. Can see. Hate is very powerful.
Yeah.
Hate is very powerful. I mean, it doesn't compare at all. But, like, you can just still see the way that people's minds are so small. Just, like, the comments that, like, we get sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, when that comment was like, oh, you know there's kids on there, it's like, so it's like, yeah.
It's like, and like, but, like, I'm literally
like, also, like, how do you know it was good?
And it's, like, literally, like...
It's not like you said anything bad, either. What were you saying? Sorry.
It was literally a dance video.
Yeah, and it's, like...
Or, like, that one comment where I was, like, tell your maid to get up. I was, like, are we for real? I was, like...
Excuse me?
Like, literally, what are you talking about? Like, your mind must be so, like... Oh, my God. Like,
speaking about race, someone called me a beaner at work the other day. Yeah. So, like, it was, like, really busy, right? And I remember I had just gotten put on Cafe Bar.
That's
and, like,
crazy.
It's busy as fuck. Like, the drive-thru line, there's a little line, I ain't gonna lie. And then, like, inside, there's, like, a little line. Also, there's, like, people waiting. Mm-hmm. Like, not a lot, but, like, a good amount where you're, like, yeah, it's busy, obviously. Uh-huh. No matter what end you come from. Tell me why these ladies, they had just finished in the line, you know, they were done ordering. They came over to the fucking counter and standing right there in the front. And they're like, hi, sweetie. I'm like, hey. And, you know, as I'm trying to, you know, do my job, I'm like, hey. And then they're like, are you the B word? I said, what? Because I was like, no way I fucking heard right. Because my head when she said, are you the B word was, are you a beater? So I was like, what? So I was like, no way this just happened to me. Like, no way she's like slyly calling me a beater right now. She said, are you the B word? And I said, what do you mean? Because I was like, I don't want to assume I'm being called a beater either. But I was like, what do you mean? She said, are you, you know, the P word? And I'm like, and I just kind of look at her. And she said, are you busy? And I was like, oh. Yeah, like, look around, we're busy. But I was like, girl, I really thought she was calling me a beaner. Are you the B word?
The way that I wouldn't have even, like, given her a second chance if she asked me that.
Are you the F word?
Yeah, literally, I'd be like, and my first thought would be, I would ask for clarification just once.
Be like, see, what? I would ask for clarification because I was like, no way I'm getting called a beaner, but like slightly also.
I'd be like, what? And then if they go, are you the F word? I think I'd just be like, are you calling me a fag?
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, are you calling me like... I think I'd literally say, are you calling me a slur?
Uh-huh.
Are you trying to call me a slur?
Yeah, girl, that's what I was like, am I getting called a beaner right now?
I wouldn't even given it.
The managers I did. I was like, there's like no way. And I mean... She didn't do it, so.
There was no way, so, but, like...
But it was, like...
There was, like, a little bit of a way.
No way. I was, like, there's definitely a way. Are you the B word? And these are, like, the most two white-looking women also. So it's, like, I wouldn't have been surprised if they did
call me. The Bob.
Yes, I was like, I would not be surprised at all if they did say it to me. Are you the viewer? What do you mean by that?
I'll be like,
she was kind of like whispering it too. It's almost like, what is happening right now? But also, like, why would you ask me that? She like waited the line. She saw the drive-thru line. She sees the people waiting.
You know what really makes me laugh?
Like, what do you mean? Yeah.
When people are talking about race, but then they always whisper it.
Oh yes. Yeah,
they're like, are you Mexican?
Yes.
Or like,
and it's like, this doesn't make you racist asking me that. Well, I guess it's more like when they're like asking me like specifically, but it's like when it's like, whatever. And you know what's almost like, oh, my black friend.
Yeah, no.
Like that. That's when it's like weird. But it's like, oh, like, but some people will just get weird right away. Like, my boyfriend's Mexican. Some people will be like, my boyfriend's Mexican. You're just saying they're Mexican.
It makes me giggle.
It's like,
my black friend.
Yeah, it's like, you know you're not saying anything bad. You're just describing them. But also sometimes, like, you don't really gotta say that. Because some people will, like, a story. They're like, the person was, like, Mexican. The person was black. And it's like, they continue the story. And it's like, what was that? What did it matter? That detail wasn't needed.
And I was like, let's be for real.
It's like, why you mention it?
Anyway, are we ready to take a little break?
Oh, yeah, so I can review my...
I'm so excited to hear another episode.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
We're going to be right back.
Bye.
Hi, girls. We are back. Better than ever. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to hear some stories.
Yes. So the one I'm going to be talking about today is the Mujeres Asesinas. The Cecilia one is called Prohibido, which means forbidden.
Ooh, what's forbidden?
You're going to find this crazy. But I wanted to show Nathaniel the intro, the music video intro. I'm going to play like a few seconds. Oh, right, you're probably not.
Oh.
Okay, you got a little vibe. Well, they got a little vibe, I mean.
This is good. Yes,
it's good, but like, you gotta see the actresses. Like, it's about to show more of them. Like, look at her.
Wow.
It never shows them, I swear. I never remember seeing the men. It's always just the women.
Maybe Netflix. Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on YouTube. That's what I watch it on.
Oh.
It's like, they're like also cut. It also doesn't show those parts. Where's the other actresses?
Girl, this is a whole music video.
See, like, they'll show like this
part. Oh, wow.
But yeah, it never shows the men. I don't know what. Yeah, so it'll be like this.
Okay.
Like, I've seen that lady's, her. Like,
oh, she looks good.
They always look so good.
They do look real
good. Like, they are serving.
This is really giving, like, Y2K, though. This is really giving early 2000s yeah, this is like TV the show.
Late 2010s.
Really?
Around the 2010s.
It's giving, like, Ghost Whisperer.
Mm-hmm. I love Ghost Whisperer.
That's what this is.
Whisperer?
I love Ghost Whisperer.
I did not add that in there. Whisperer.
I love this whisperer.
Getting a little whisper to whisper. Okay, but anyways, let's get into it. So the way...
I cannot sit
okay,
like
so
that.
The way Mujeres Asesinas episodes usually start off is always starts off at like... Where, like, how it ends. You know, like the person dead, which is usually a man.
Okay, gag.
Dead, you know, and like the woman just there like frozen usually. Or like, she's, you know, just like the reaction she has after she kills him.
Gag.
So it starts off with... It's outside the wedding altar. So you can just tell. They just got married, whoever's there. Mm-hmm. It's outside the wedding Ardle. My mouth are not fucking play with me right now. I literally was like going through my lines while I was looking at that. And like now it's fucking me up.
Don't piss me off right now.
Anyway, so it starts off there and like you see like... It's kind of going slow motion, like, everyone's, like, kind of, like, freaking out. You see, like, something big just happened as it's slowly going down, like, the stairs.
Did she kill him?
Mm-hmm. It goes to where, like, you see the groom on the ground, bleeding out. The priest, you can tell he's, like, saying some shit because it's just, like, it's not really showing you. Mm-hmm. It's not really, you can't hear it. It's, like, a sound going on, like, a music going on. But, like, you see, like, he's, like, moving his mouth and, like, doing this. And then you see a woman in white who you would think is the wife. She's standing there in a white dress, but, like, it's not a wedding dress. That's why, like, in the beginning, I was kind of like, is that the wife? Like, that's not really, like, a traditional wedding dress. Mm-hmm. Like, it's white, but it's not a wedding dress. So, like, but you would think it's the wife. And she's standing there in white, and she's, like, has, like, a gun. She's, like, stunned as fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And then it shows...
She's holding the gun. She's, like...
Literally gagged, like, she doesn't know what fucking happened, as if he's not bleeding out.
She's like, what did I do?
Literally, what happened?
What? I blacked out. What happened? Yeah. What?
But anyways, so then it pans to where, like,
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
She's in handcuffs already. She's getting taken to the car, and it's him being wheeled, you know, away. And then it shows, it cuts to this other scene where, like, it shows, like, the beginning of how this, like, man and this woman, they're, like, arguing. You just see them come out of the house. They're just already arguing about something, and he's, like, yelling at her. He's, like, what? How could you do this to me? Blah, blah, blah. Like, okay. Hey, you don't know what happened. All you know is, like, they're arguing about some shit. And then she, like, grabs him because she's, like, trying to stop him from running away. But, like, he's, like, you know, yelling all that. And he's, like, how can you do this to me? She ends up grabbing him by his hair, bitch. By his... yanks that motherfucker. Yes. And, like, they get a little scuffle. He, like, punches her because he's, like, get off of me.
Good. I'll punch her, too.
And she, like, obviously, like, grabs herself. Like, right away, this other man pulls up. Again, it doesn't really give you context in the beginning. Right away, like, this man pulls up. Right when, like, he punches her, this, like... man pulls up in a car and, like, obviously Billy gets out and is like, get away from her, you idiot, like, get the fuck away, you know, like, he's pushing him off her. And she's like, oh, you know.
Plan.
Yeah. Plan and then, games. You just, like, see, like, he, like, the man leaves, he's like, I don't ever want to fucking see you, blah, blah, blah. And then they, like, go into the house, the man and the woman. So, like, they go in the house and, you know, you feel this tension. Tension. But again, you don't really know who these people are. Like, it literally just throws you into this. And you're like, there's some tension here. And I'm here thinking, maybe they're, like, friends. They're, like, haven't admitted they like each other, maybe?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, maybe, like something's going on here.
Something he's yelling about?
Something's going on here, girl. So, but, like, you just feel this tension. You're like, okay. But, like, he's aiding her, you know, putting some ice on her boo-boo. And she's like... and then, like, he was like, so, like, what happened? Like, I thought you guys were good. Like, I thought everything was fine. And she's like, yeah, I told him I love another man. Yes, bitch, I was gagged. I was like, this, bitch, we're only 2 minutes in at this point. Like, 2-3 minutes in. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh. And she's like, yeah, I'm in love with another man. And I told him that. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then, again, there's that tension.
Is he the man?
Fucking man. Yes, bitch. She's like, oh. And then they, like, again, the tension keeps brewing and they get close and they kiss. So they're kissing, you know. It's getting steamy. Like, you know, the kiss is becoming very much passionate as we
does
go.
He come back?
No.
Okay.
So, like, it's getting hot and steamy on this couch when out of nowhere he, like, pulls away. He's like, no, I can't. I can't do this. Oh, wow. And then he walks away, but, like, he's gonna, like, leave the house. So that's another thing that I'm really confused with. He's like, he's just, like, goes to, like, the bathroom. I'm like, okay. So, like, they obviously, like, know each other well enough where he's, like, staying. Because I would have thought he would leave. So, he just, like, goes to the bathroom. He's taking a shower. Yeah. And, like, it's like, him, like, just, like, kind of there, like, for a moment. But then all of a sudden, you hear him make any sounds. But she's fucking just crying in the shower. Yeah. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, why is he crying?
I'm just kidding.
I think it was in the beginning. But then it starts to him crying. I just couldn't tell because he immediately started crying right away. So, I'm like, and I was like, I don't want to rewind it. But anyways. He's, like, crying, and then it pans to the woman. She's, just, like, on the couch. She's, like, smoking, and then you just see her, like, staring off to the distance.
So cut.
Yes. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, legit, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, all I've seen so far is, like, an argument, and it's, like, romantic tension, and now this awkwardness. Like, what's happening? And then it comes to this scene where it says, like, 18 years before, and I'm like, okay, 18 years before.
Okay.
And it's two kids. It's a girl and a boy, and I'm like, okay. This has to be them.
It would make sense.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, this boy and a girl, it has to be them. But you can tell, like, the boy's younger in this version. He looks like probably like 5, not too young, probably 4. And then the girl, she's like 6 years old. Yeah, like 6 or 7. And then she's just, like, telling him, like, a little story of a puppet, you know, nothing weird. And he, you know, he's just sitting there, like, listening to it. When, I don't know, he, like, gets up and then, like, he goes over to where he sees her, like, because, like, they had, like, a little cardboard, you know, she's, like, hiding behind. And then, like, this part got a little weird. Like, her, she had a dress on, but, like, she didn't have it, like, high up or anything. Like, it was, like, slightly above her knees. Very, very little. Poor. And then, like, she, like, pulls it down, like, that quickly. And he, like, comes up there, they're, like, laughing. I'm, like, okay. But I'm, like, why did that happen? Like, why did she, like, specifically, like, do that? Like put she it so she far down. She can't
show an ankle.
Girl, she can't even fucking show a kneecap. Because I'm, like, what the fuck is happening? Okay. And then it goes back to them. And, like, he, like, comes into her room. Or, like, no, she goes into his room. And then she... Hold on, let me see.
She gotta check those notes.
There's some shit I want to say from this part. So, like... So, like, they go into... She goes into his room and... Again, they start making out. Like, crazy. Because he's this time he's like, I'm not resistant. So, they're getting into it and they have sex. Full on have sex. It was very passionate, let me tell you. Very, very, very passionate. When out of nowhere, you know, once they're done, he, like, sits up. And then again, he has, like, this look. This, like, dazed look. And he's like, hello? Your neighbors got here. Ooh, they got some farming stuff, girl. Ooh,
what Ooh, are what they doing?
They back into your fucking house. Literally. Could you imagine that happens on the pond?
I'd be gagged. That's a TikTok.
Go, that's a TikTok. So, anyways, don't mind the background noise, guys. So, he's, like, has this look. And he sits up after they're done. And he's, like... No, he doesn't cry, but he's like, I gotta go. And hold on. He's like, I gotta go. And, like, he gets up and he, like, leaves. And then it cuts to the morning where, like, it shows a woman. She's just, like, going out into, like, in the kitchen, you know, to the dining area. And, like, there's already a man and a woman there. And, like, she's like, oh, good morning, mom. Good morning, dad. You know, so, like, okay, that's the parents. Like, hey, good morning. She sits down, but, like, you see her, like, looking around, because, like, there's four chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there's only three of them, so there's, like, a missing one, a missing person. And then, yeah, so, like, who's this missing chair? Because she's, like, looking around, she's, like, and then she's finding, like, I forgot. Her mom's, like, oh, what happened to your lip? Because she sees, like, she has, like, something on her lip, like, the cut. And she's, like, oh, she just makes some lame excuse. And then she says, oh, where's Luis? And then that's when she says, oh, your brother, he left to go to the university. He went really early. And she's like, oh, he went at 6 a.m. And he's like, and like dad's like, yeah, he had to like go do some stuff. So then,
this is the same girl.
Mm-hmm. Same girl, same man. She's like, where's Luis, my brother? Her brother, she fucked the night before. Have you connected those dots, girl?
No,
I was gagging this moment. And then, I gasped at the TV. I was like, Luis.
Those dots were connected. Those dots were connecting.
They were connecting in the beginning, too, but I was like, no way. I'm telling you, I was like, it had to be, like, some weird friendship. Because I was like, I did not want to think it was, like, siblings. But anyways, she's asking about Luis, and, like, the dad's like, oh, he went to university, he went at 6 a.m., blah, 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 he had to get some shit done. And he's like, why? Like, what do you need? She's like, oh, I just had to ask him something important. Then it cuts to the scene where she goes to the university, and she's, like, waiting there for him. And, you know, he runs into her, and then he's like, what do you want? Like, are you following me? No, she's like, are you avoiding me? And he's like, why are you following me here? Like, let's not do this here. So then, hold on, blah, 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 blah. Hold on, girl. I want to have everything. Hold on. And then she's like, he's like, we should have never done what we did, like, yesterday. Like, it was disgusting. I don't want to do this ever again. And then she's like, no, like, what are you talking about? Like, we both wanted this, like, for a while now. And he's like, yeah, but no, I don't want this. And he just, like, leaves her there. So then after that, it goes to him. He's, like, talking to a priest. And he's, like, telling the priest about what happened. And the priest says...
I would take that to my grave. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, like, because, well, like, you can do later at a Catholic. You know how they do confession?
It was
confession type vibe. So, like, he's, like, just confessing about, like, what happened, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you can already tell, like... He had already told the priest stuff before.
Imagine being that priest on the other side, though. I'd be like...
Yes. But, like, you can already tell, like, from the way he's talking to the priest, like, he had already told the priest stuff about, like, what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, didn't know who to go to. And then he tells the priest that, like, that she was right, that Cecilia was right, that he had been wanting it for a while, that they both wanted to do for a while. They both wanted to have sex for a while with each other. And then it goes to Cecilia. You could just tell she's, like... very, like, agitated, very much stressed about, like, what happened. And then she's, like, sculpting something. You can tell she's, like, an artist. She's, like, sculpting something. And she's, like, she has, like, that sculpting tool, you know what I'm talking about? So she's, like, trying to carve something out. And it's, like, she's, like, since she's, like, frustrated, she was kind of going crazy. She ended up cutting herself accidentally. But then, this bitch is crazy. Cecilia is crazy. Let me fucking tell you that. She starts, like, her blood drips down on, like, her little carving thing. And then she's, like, starts, like, painting an L. L for who? Louis? Yes! She starts painting an L with her blood.
My brother could be, like, considered the hottest man in the world, and I still wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole.
No, well, she's got the hots for her brother. Her little brother, I'm thinking. It never told us his age, but, like, I'm saying, when it showed, like, the 18 years before, he looked like 5, and she looked like she was at least, like, 7.
Gotta go.
So it's like,
Cecilia?
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, like, that's your little man. That's your little brother. I mean, I thought it was your little man. No, she wasn't gonna be our man. Anyways, she paints an L, and then, like, the moment she does that, like, that's also when her mom starts knocking on the door. And, like, she's like, oh, like, let me come in, blah, blah, blah. So she comes in. Also, like, they're adults, but, like, they, like, still, like, live together in the same house. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so she's, like, knocking on the door, and she's like, let me come in, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, she opens the door, and then the mom's like, oh, like, a client called, like, you didn't come, so they could see, like, whatever, whatever, whatever. Because, like I said, she's an artist, so, like, she was, like, gonna bring him something. And she didn't show up, and she's like, yeah, I didn't want to anymore. And she's like, oh, like, why are you in a bad mood? Like, what happened? And that's when she sees her little carving with blood on it, with an L. And she's like, what are you doing? Like, you're using your blood now to, like, paint and stuff? Like,
it's art, Mom.
Yeah. She's like, you're weird. I thought that was so funny, because, like, that's, you see that, and you're just like, you're weird.
You're fucking weird. Get, like, out of my house.
Like, she's just, you're weird. And then, like, the daughter's like, yeah, like, sarcastic. She's like, yeah, and I'm a vampire, drink it. And then, so, like, okay, what the fuck is happening? And then the mom asks, like, about, like, the guy she's been seeing. She's like, oh, like, what happened to the guy you've been seeing? And I'm like, okay, so that's who the guy was in the beginning. That was, like, yelling at. Like, if for sure it was, like, her man. And Cecilia's like, oh, I'm not talking to him anymore. And, like, the mom's like, why? Like, what happened? She's like, I love another man. I don't love him. And then the mother's like, oh, okay. And then, love. Yeah, it's like, you mom very fast, okay. And then, like, it goes to where, like, the mother, she's, like, talking to her husband. And she's like, there's something wrong with Cecilia. Like, this is what I walked into. Like, she was painting with her fucking blood. And she was all mad for no reason. Like, I just, like, she's not okay. And, like, oh my god. Fucking hate the dad. He fucking downplays that shit. He's like, you're being crazy. Like, yeah, he started playing with her blood and shit, but, like, you're crazy.
Every kid does that at some point in their life.
Yeah, it's because, like, and just, I forgot to mention, like, the mom had also mentioned, like, about, like, what happened with, like, how she wasn't talking to the man and to the guy she was talking to before. She's like, yeah, like, I was scared to ask who she was even in love with.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
This is so fucked up. We're not having on to that part that's fucked up. But, like, remember this part. She was like, I was scared to ask who she was in love with. This is what part fucking pisses me off. She's like, I was scared to ask. So, and he's like, you're, like, exaggerating. Like, why would you be scared to ask? Blah, blah, blah. But she didn't say why. And then the mother says, oh, what does he have to do to this when, like, the dad said, well, like, you could just ask Luis, because, like, they're really close. Like, they always confide in each other, Cecilia and Luis. Like, they've been attached to the bone since they were, like, kids. And she's like,
yeah, well, why would...
Yeah, bitch, to the bone. She's like, well, why would he know? Like, he doesn't have to do anything with this. And that's when he's like, no, like, you should go to him. But anyways, it goes to where Cecilia and Luis, they're sitting on the couch watching TV. And she has her legs all up on his lap. He's sitting normally and she's just like all sprawled on him, you know? And, but like nothing's like touching anything yet. She's just like on him. And then like, that's when the mom's like, oh, like, do you guys want anything? Like a coffee or something? Like, do you want anything to drink? Blah, blah, blah. And Cecilia's like, no, like, no, like, I don't want anything. Like, in a bad way. And then Louis's like, yeah, actually, I would want something. I'll want a coffee, but I'll come with you. Bitch, fucking Cecilia fucking drags his man back down. He's like, no, don't go. And he's like, I'm staying here, actually.
I don't want a coffee.
Just a but I do want the coffee. No, he still gets the coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, I'm staying here, actually. So she drags this man down. The mom goes to get the coffee. When Cecilia, she's a little frisky gal girl doing this. She starts putting her legs all up on her brother's groin. Yes! And he's like, sorry. You can tell he's like very obviously like uncomfortable. He's like, stop. Like, I don't want to do this. Like this isn't normal. Like, we're siblings. Stop it. Like, we're literally siblings. And then fucking Cecilia, the lunatic she is, she's like, what? Like, what's the matter? Like, so what? After he says, we're siblings. She's like, so what?
And?
We're siblings and what about that? And she's like, what does it matter? We should, like, tell mom. We should tell mom about us. And then she's like, no, we should tell everyone. We should tell everyone about us. Like, we shouldn't have to hide. And this fucking bitch, she starts going, mom, mom. She, like, literally calls for the mom. The mom comes running. And she's like, what? And then Luis is all fucking scared. You can see his face. Like, he looks all scared. And he's like... And then Cecilia's just like, actually, I do want another coffee. Like, I do. Like, I changed my mind. I do want a
that
coffee.
That was freaking me out. My heart was like,
oh. Girl, I was like, no way she's about to do this. Like it's crazy to even do it. But then to even, like, tell your mother? Come anyways.
On. We've been fucking.
What? Yeah. So she gave Luis a little heart attack. And then, it goes back to where, like, obviously that was, like, showing you, like, the past before he died. So it goes to, like, the present where,
Luis
like...
Son? That's who was that?
Yeah, he was the groom. Yeah, okay. He was the groom. So it goes to the present where, like, it's the detective interviewing, like, the people. Oh. No, like, well, it is, like, it's, like, the day after the wedding day or, like, the day of the wedding day. Because, like, they're interviewing the people, like, trying to get, like, what happened.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, so it goes back to the present.
What Cecilia did, because I know it's her.
So it goes back to the present time. It just pretty much, at first, it shows, like, the autopsy where, like, it shows, like... Where he was shot. He was just shot, like, down here. Like, on the lower, like, abdomen. And then it goes to the detective talking to... Who was she talking to? She's talking to the priest. So she's talking to the priest. So, and she's like... Like, did you know about their relationship? Because, like, she knew that Luis would go to the priest a lot. You know, he was very devoted Catholic. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he was Catholic, yeah. You know? And he was confessing. Yeah! But he was devoted enough where he was confessing, you know? He was confessing two of the sins, I guess.
Your father but like, cry of sin.
I will say though, I think it's kind of an SA situation though. SA grooming situation. Because mm-hmm. like, at first I did think like maybe like it was consensual, like maybe at least for some of it until like maybe he was like, I don't want to anymore. And that's why he was like, stop it. Like, I don't want to. Because in the beginning he did say, we both want this for a while. But like, well, I'll get to where I do think it's like grooming. And there definitely is a part where it definitely is for sure SA. But hold on. So, like, it goes to the priest saying, like, yeah, I knew about the relationship. Like, he would tell me. And the detective's like, why didn't you tell the parents? Like, why didn't you tell anyone? And he's like, well, he told me through confession. Like, you know, there's that secrecy. I can't be telling people. And I'm like, that's so fucked up. Especially because, like, you could tell, like, it had been going on for years from the way he was talking about. So, it's like, he was ever, like, a minor. Like, you didn't even tell the parents, like, this is happening. Uh-huh. Like, that's fucked up. And then he's like, yeah, I didn't say anything because of that. So then, oh my gosh, I literally lost it. Blah, 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 blah.
That police officer said, makes sense.
And then he was like, well, also, he also said he was going to stop doing it because he wanted to live a normal life. And he ended up meeting a woman named Lucilia, who he ended up getting
What's
with.
What's her name?
Lucia.
Oh.
Lucia. I said Lucilia.
First. I was like, where's oh
Lucia?
My God.
There's Lucia. Anyway, so he's like, he met Lucia. And then, like, that's when he, like, really stopped staying away. That's when he really stayed away from his sister. And then it goes back to that past time where
I
it's
find
like,
a girlfriend and stop fucking my sister.
Yeah, he had to meet someone.
Sorry.
And then it goes to Cecilia going again at his school, following him, and she sees Luis with Lucia, and then she immediately gets jealous because she's in love with her brother. she immediately gets jealous.
As we all are at one point.
Yeah, you know, because it's a norm.
It's a norm.
To her, there's, like, absolutely nothing wrong with this. It cuts to her, like, seeing them, and she's like, who is this? And then, like, the brother's like, oh, this is Lucia, blah, blah, like, I'm with her right now. And then, you know, she's like, hi, nice to meet you. Like, Lucia's very happy. She's like, oh my god, hi, how are you? Like, he talks so much about you. He talks about you all the time. Because, you know, he's, like, his sister. And then she's like, oh yeah? He never talks about you. He's never said anything about you. And then Lucia's like, Luis, how have you not told your sister anything about me? And then he's like, we have to go. We gotta go to class. We're gonna be late. You know, it's like, he very much does not want them talking at all. Because, like, the way Lucia is acting is crazy.
Yeah.
Hasn't told me a damn thing about you. Okay.
She's gonna...
Anyways. It goes to Luis going into Cecilia's room later that day. And she's like, he's like, what was that? Like, why are you following me to, like, to school? Like, what was that? Like, you're causing problems with me, with my life. And he's like, I just want a normal life. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. And she's like... You don't love me anymore, and I miss you. Like, that's why I followed you. Like I want to be with you, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you just don't love me anymore. Why don't you love me anymore? He's like, no, I love you, but, like, as a sibling, like, as a sister. You're my sister. Like, of course I love you, but only like that. And then she's like, let's go back how I used to be when we were younger. Like, let's go back. You're my brother. That's why I was like, it's so weird. She's like, let's go back. Let's go back how I used to be. She's like, you're my brother. She's like, repeatedly saying, you're my brother. You're my brother. You're my brother. Like... And they're just, like, hugging each other. And, like, you get that with him. He's, like, kind of uncomfortable, just, like, hunger. But she's, like, really, like, oh, like, you're my brother. And I'm, like, girl, that's so weird. He's your brother. Like, why do you want to, like, fuck him? Anyways.
I'm so scared.
This is where this scene really disturbed me a lot also. It cuts to a scene where, like, again, they're younger. To 18 years before. When they're younger. And it's, like, it starts off with her, like, yelling out, Luis, Luis. And then, I don't know, where you see, like, Luis. Like, you can see, like, Cecilia's, like, looking through a window, looking at Luis. He's, like, a little kid. And he's only in his underwear. Yeah, and she's, like, giggling. And, like, it's kind of, like, weird. Cause then, literally, that's all it shows. And then it goes back to... Let's see. It cuts back to breakfast time, to the next day after that. So it was just, like, a very little weird scene. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Because, like, why is she trying to see your brother like that? And then it cuts to, again, to that present past time. Yeah. Like, you're literally 7. Like, what are you doing? Anyways. But, like, you can tell, like, it's showing, like, this relationship or whatever they have going on.
How it's evolved.
Was from a very long time. And it's, yeah, evolved. But, like, that's also why I thought, like, maybe it's, like, a grooming type vibe. Because, like, if it was going around, like, since, like, then. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he looked, like, the kid version. He looks much more younger than the girl. And it's like, oh. Anyways. Anyways, it cuts to, again, breakfast the next day, and it's Cecilia, you know, they're all out there, Cecilia, the mom, and the dad, and then the mom's like, oh my gosh, like, Luis has not gotten up yet, like, he's gonna be late for school, so she's like, I'm gonna go wake him up, and then again, Cecilia's like, no, I'll go wake him up.
Oh.
Yes, bitch. She's like, no, I'll go wake him up, so the mom's like, okay, she gets up.
Fucking weird, bitch.
But she gets up, she goes to his room. And then, like, she's, like, eerily walking in. Okay. Trigger warning for, like, SA. Because, like, it's, like, really fucked up what happens. She, like, walks in the room. She fucking, like, locks the door. And she's, like, slowly inching to his bed. And then, like, she gets down. And then, like, she tries to kiss him. But, like, he, like, turned away. Like, she, like, rolled over. Like, he was still asleep. But she, like, rolled over. And then she, like, starts, like, putting her hand down. Like, lifting up her shirt. Like, touching him there. And then she, like, slowly, like, puts her hand down his pants. And she's, like, starts checking him off. Yeah. So she's checking him off. And he's asleep. And then, like, you can tell, obviously, like, he wakes up pretty right away once she starts checking him off. And he's, like, you can tell he's, like, disturbed, like, very much uncomfortable with what is happening. Like, but he's not saying anything. And then she's just, like, you know, doing her thing. When all of a sudden you hear the mom knocking on the door, like, hey, like, are you guys coming? Like, why is the door locked? Blah, blah, blah. So she, like, stops. The sister stops. And you can see, like, the brother's just, like, crawl away to the side like this. It was very disturbing seeing that part. It was, like, honestly, it was, like, really sad. It was, like, so fucked up. And then she opens the door, and then she's, like, why did you lock the door? And she's, like, oh, you, like, we're just so used to, like, always doing that, to, you know, locking the door. And then, like, anyways, it cuts to, you know, they get up and they leave. But, like, it's just because of him just, you know, being very, like, curled up. And, like, he obviously did not want that at all. Wow, that's my place. Let me lose my place after that. But anyway.
That's my place.
Yeah. So anyways, after that, it cuts to... Oh my god, I didn't write that.
Oh my god.
I didn't write that part. But it cuts to, back to Cecilia, like, again, stressing. She's just, like I said, she's, like an artist. So she's, like, again, sculpting something. And she's just, like, mad about it. That, like, he doesn't want to continue it or anything. Mm-hmm. But then that's when she hears that, like, apparently, like, the mom and, like, the husband, they were meeting Lucia? That's her name. Lucia, that's her name. I keep forgetting her name. Lucia. So they're all meeting Lucia, and, like, they're having a little fun, like, lunch. And then, like, you can tell, like, she's, like, jealous.
She did not let that fly.
I don't know why. She was not. She was just very crazy like that. And she was very much jealous. And she's like, what are you guys doing? Like, what's happening? And
tell me.
And the mom's like, sit down. Like, they have a very exciting announcement. So she sits down, and they tell him, like, oh, like, we're getting married, blah, blah, blah.
She's
gone. And she's not having a camera. She's like, I feel sick. I gotta go.
She said that?
Yeah, she's like, I'm not feeling good. I gotta go. But, like, from the beginning, she already had, like, a stink face, so they're already, like, what's wrong with you? But, like, that's when she was like, I gotta go. Like, I'm not feeling good. And then, like, Louise, like, falls.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
We're out, and he's like, I don't mean anything by this. Like, you're my sister. Like, stop acting like this. Like, come on. She's like, you love me. Like, why are you doing this to us? Like, you love me. Like, don't you love me? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I love you. Like, no. And he's like, no, like, I just want a normal life. Like, what happened shouldn't have happened. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I don't love you.
Yeah, it was very weird. And it cuts to, can I be honest? Can we take a break? I need to look at this other note that I wrote
as well. We're gonna be right back so Maria can get her thoughts.
Yeah, I need to regroup. My bad, y'all. And we're I was on a roll though. I got most of it memorized.
You were on a roll. But we're gonna be right back. Hi guys. We're back. Maria has her memory.
Yeah, and then you end up watching
some of it.
Because I had to jog my memory, so he ended up saying a little bit. You said you didn't imagine the characters how you. The characters aren't how you imagine them, you said.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I was imagining a little less cunt.
A little less cunt?
Like, I was imagining him. I was, like, imagining, like, a glasses. No,
the actors are so
round,
good.
Like, I felt like, a little bit of a round face with, like, glasses on. Mm-hmm. Black hair, spiky. Mm-hmm. I was imagining her hair to be pinned straight with, like, bangs.
For some reason, in the picture, like, her little, like, picture in, like, the commercial thing, she does have straight hair. Like, she's all done up and she has straight hair.
Bangs.
But, like, yeah, she's got the bangs.
Does she really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's literally how I was imagining her, like, bangs. Straight hair and, like, bangs.
But, like, in the show, her hair's curly.
See?
Oh, she doesn't have bangs.
Oh, I see.
She has it back.
I was imagining bangs. Blunt bangs.
But
anyway.
Okay, but anyways, I did forget to mention, before she was told that they're getting married, it cuts back to present time after where Luis was dead and, like, the detective is interviewing the dad. He's like, they've always been close. Like, I don't know what's happened. Like, they've always been close. Like, ever since they've met, like, when I met her at 6 years old, like, I've taken care of her as, like, my daughter. Like, and they grew up as siblings since then. Like, I just don't know what could have gone wrong. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't notice any signs, nothing. And then it cuts to then... Knife again for a moment.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry. But then it cuts to then the mom also getting interviewed. And she's like, the detective's like, did you really not notice anything? Like, what happened? And then she's like, as a mother, you don't want to notice that. Like, to me, there weren't signals. like, I didn't notice the signs as a mother. But it's like, you did notice it. Like, you know she did notice it if she's saying that shit. She's like, as a mother, you don't want to notice it. But it's like, you did notice it. It's like, I guess like a hard pill to swallow to imagine that, like, that's what's happening with your kids. Or like, that's what your own daughter's doing. Because it I guess Cecilia is her daughter. And Luis is the son of the dad. We never know his name, but like, he's the son of the dad. And then, not really. So anyways, she's like, you don't want to notice that. Like, you just want to see them as like loving siblings. They're just close. Like, they've always been close. Like, I don't want to see that. Yeah. And then it cuts to the scene where, they're back in Cecilia's like little art room where she's like doing her little crafts. And then the mom's like, what's wrong with you? Like, why did you react like that at the lunch when, like, Luis said, like, they were getting married? She's like, why did you react like that? And so she is like, he's not in love with her. She's like, what? Did he tell you this? Because he's like, because, like, I know you guys are close. Like, did he tell you, like, he's not in love with her? Like, what's happened? She's like, no. And she's like, he didn't tell me, but he's in love with another woman. It's like, what are you on? She's like, what are you talking about right now?
You on drugs?
She's like, he's in love with another woman. I'm telling you, like, the wedding might not even... So where she's, like, so calm, she's like, the wedding might not even happen.
Okay, and she's like, Cecilia.
What are you talking about, Cecilia? And she's like, he's not even my brother. He's like, he's not my brother. And then she's like, your husband's not my dad either. Like, my dad died. He's like, my dad died years ago. Right. He's not my father. And she's like, no, yes he is. Like, he's taking care of you since you were a kid. Like, that's your father. I am Luis's mother. Like, I've taken care of him as a mother. Like, that's my kid. Like, that's your brother. Like, yeah, y'all aren't blood related, but like, that's your brother. And she's like, she does. She's like, no, she's not. He's not my brother. He's not my brother. He is not my father. I just know that since I was six, but they're, nope.
He's my lover.
Yeah.
My father-in-law.
Yeah. She's like, that's who they are. She's like, they're not related to me like that. And then it cuts to the wedding. It's the day of the wedding.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Yeah. And pretty much it's like the mom and the husband, they're all ready. You know, they're like, come on, guys. Like, we gotta go. And like, the mom even makes a little remark. She's like, oh my gosh, like, where's Cecilia? Like, she's acting like she's like the bride. Like, where is she? And then it cuts to Luis. You know, he's also already ready, all in his suit and everything. And then he's, like, the last one to get to leave. They're like, we're gonna go get in the car, like hurry up, like, tell her to hurry up. And, you know, he's, like, looking himself in the mirror, and then he just, like, ends up, like, not going to her. He just, like, walks out. But, like, ends up being where, hold on, Cecilia ends up being in, like, the art rooms. Like, he has, like, walk by. And she's, like, Luis. And then she's, like, not ready or anything. She's, like, in a robe. And she's not ready or anything. And she's, like, Luis. And, like, he comes over, and he's, like, what, like... It's the day of the wedding, like, come on.
We gotta go.
And she's like, you can't do this to me. Like, you promised you would never do this to me. You said you would take care of me, blah, blah, blah. You said you would always love me. And he's like, I love you, but that's my sister. He's like, I'm not doing this to hurt you.
He's like,
this is not normal. Yeah. And she's just like crying, trying to get him to stay, but like, he doesn't say. He's like, I gotta go. I gotta go get married.
My wedding.
Yeah, it's my wedding. So he leaves, and then, you know, she's just there crying. And then it cuts to her. It cuts to wedding. Like, you're already in the altar. They already said, I do. You know, they're very happy. Everyone's happy, clapping. And they're walking out when all of a sudden you see Cecilia in a taxi cab. Like, she's seeing them all, like, coming out, like, throwing rice, hugging each other, you know. Obviously, very much congratulating them. Like,
wedding.
Very happy. And she's just, like, pulling up the taxi, and she's, like, has this, like, face, like, you can tell she's crying, she's feeling very distressed.
Is she in distress?
Yes. She, and then it's like slow-mo vibes, like, she's come out of the taxi and she's like walks up a little bit, and then she's like stands there for a moment a little far away, like watching them
in her white dress.
She's in a white dress, and she walks up to, no, she didn't walk up, Luis ends up walking up to her because like he sees her, and he walks up to her, and he's like he came, blah blah blah. And then she's like, I can't believe you did this, blah blah blah. Like, you said you would always love me, like, I love you, blah blah blah. And she had this flower bouquet in her hand, but what you didn't see is you hear pew pew, and then it zooms in. She has a fucking little gun in her bouquet. She fucks and shoots him in like his lower abdomen, and obviously the guys fucking look right away. They're like, oh my gosh. the bride to see how she, like, comes running to the priest, you know, him on the ground, the priest, you know. And I was like, oh my god. And, like, the father's like, how could you do this? How could you do this? And they're all just, like, freaking out. And then, I forgot to mention, whenever in like, Mujeres Asesinas, whenever, like, someone is killed, a red butterfly comes out. Like, that's, like, their thing.
Okay.
Like, a red butterfly comes out. So, I forgot to mention. So, as he gets shot and goes down, you see a little red butterfly going out.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. A little cute red bloody butterfly. Aww. But, yeah. And she's like, how could you do this? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just crazy. That's just how where it ends, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. It, oh, like I forgot to mention.
Sounds like the worst place for it to end. I'd be like.
I forgot to mention. It ends like that, but, like, it sounds like. Dum, 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 dum. And it, I'm telling you, I'm gonna show you the ending later.
Really,
I'm gonna show it to you. Where like it turns to them, like kind of like that, like looking to like into to you back at the screen, and then it shows like in words, like it tells you like what happened. Because I told you, like these are real stories.
I don't like that.
Where like in the, it said like Cecilia went to prison for 20 days. Like Luis died right away. The husband and the wife, they got divorced. She kept visiting. The wife kept visiting Cecilia.
20 days.
No, 20 years.
Oh.
20 days.
Did you say days?
My man. But I thought it said 20 years. Replay. We know how I am sometimes. Okay, but it was 20 years. She went to prison for 20 years. And, like, the wife and the husband got divorced. And, yeah, it was very sad. Oh,
God. That was a roller coaster.
That's where it ended.
That was
Girl, it was very disturbing to watch. It was a roller coaster. Because, like, the beginning, I was like, what is happening? And then when, like... I'm like connecting stuff, but like I don't want it to be true, and then it ends up being true, and I'm like,
please,
okay.
No.
And then just
stop. Don't get mad.
Wait.
Sorry, it's from one of our TikToks. It still makes me giggle. Anyway, are you ready to end the episode?
Yeah. I was just drinking my water.
Oh.
I'm ready to do some TikToks.
We.
I hope y'all enjoy this.
Actually, I have a quick question for you.
What?
Where can everyone find us?
Oh my god, guys. If you guys want to find us, if you want to join the crew, you can find us on all streaming platforms.
Every single one.
If you guys want to see us, go to YouTube. You just want to hear us, Spotify.
That's all. That's the only one that you can think.
Yeah, I don't know the other streaming platform.
Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora. Podcast. Wherever there's a podcast, we are on it. Our RSS feed, anyway.
That's why I looked at you, because I'm like, maybe he'll do it for us. But yeah.
Spotify.
We're everywhere, girl, so you can find us everywhere. And then if you want to get a little more personal, we can find us on our TikTok, which is Chatterbox Crew. And then Instagram, same thing, Chatterbox Crew. And then if you want to find me, my TikTok is whatsup_Maria, and my Instagram is xo.xomaria with two A's at the end. And where can I find you?
If you want to find me, because I know you want to. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok. I know. They're literally dead. Like him. Mm-hmm. Like Luis. Mm-hmm. If y'all want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Alan, at http_nxthxn. If you want to find me on YouTube, I am posting videos, making good videos. Hot. It's hot. It's sexy. I know you want me. You can find me.
You
can find me at simply.nxchxn on YouTube. That's gonna be
that for today.
That's gonna be everything that we have. I know we didn't give you any ASMR this episode, but I have
our mugs from where we drank milk from. I think today was a good episode. The stuff that helped us get baked.
Our baking supplies. Yeah. This was a great episode. I had an amazing time.
I think it was a little ookie bookie spooky.
And apparently not.
I liked it a little bit.
I hope that y'all enjoyed my conspiracy theories, because
I enjoyed them.
I'm not appreciated in some places. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and leave. Good.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.